You're listening to SBS News.
Often working out of hours and going unnoticed, cleaners are a critical frontline defence in the fight against COVID-19. With surfaces a key transmission point for the disease, increasing demand is putting the workforce under pressure. Hella Medry is the operations manager of Clean Corp, a company which cleans business premises right around Australia and New Zealand.
It's been very busy. We jumped from working 8 hours a day to almost 24 hours, 7 days.
She hopes the crisis will demonstrate the importance of the cleaning industry, so often taken for granted. Ryan Mountford owns a gym in Sydney. He has organised for the floors and equipment to get a deep clean from workers in full hazmat protection as an extra precaution.
We're now cleaning every surface as soon as clients have touched it, so we actually have spray bottles for the clients during our group training sessions.
But the cleaning workforce relies heavily on international students and migrant workers, like Miguel Quiroz from Colombia.
Here we don't rest very much, and we try to find jobs that finance our basic needs and all the debts that we obviously have to be able to live here.
With international students making up a large section of the workforce, there are calls on the government to extend their allowed working hours to meet the huge demand. Right now, they can only work a maximum of 20 hours a week. That restriction has already been waived for supermarkets to restock shelves and for international student nurses, and the government is considering broadening it to include other professions. But cleaners are worried about their own health too. Aoun Akut has been a school cleaner in Western Sydney for a decade, but he is only wearing gloves while on the job.
For me, it's actually very dangerous. I'm afraid that we cleaners, we need to be protected.
Not only are supplies hard to come by, but the cost is rising too, with fears they could run out. Georgia Potter Butler from the United Workers Union is worried this may put further jobs at risk.
Trying to source it from wholesalers when everyone's doing the same thing, it's the same as the toilet paper in the supermarket, right?
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.